evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, we are involved in a spiritual battle. Those of you who listen to our programs, I realize this is the recurrent theme from Radio Liberty. And basically, there are powerful spiritual forces aligned against us. Now, how in heaven's name can common people like you and I face powerful spiritual forces? And, of course, we're not equipped to. The only way to do that is to depend upon our Lord Jesus Christ for support and for help, because we ourselves are incapable of countering the powerful spiritual forces that are intent upon the destruction of modern society and the destruction of the souls of men, and certainly challenge each and every one of us every day. In fact, there is no way in the world we can possibly contact the darkness that is in the world until we can first counter the darkness within ourselves. Well, in an effort to do that, of course, we need to learn how to turn to the Lord. And one very good way to constantly be reminded of what the story of the scriptures is to read the scriptures, or certainly, but an introduction to that is to actually read the story of Jesus and then go to the scriptures and see how it unfolds there. And our first guest this morning, C.J. Lovick, he's actually gone through the four Gospels and recorded them in chronological order so that they become a story, not a substitute for the Gospels, but just a story to help you understand what's going on. C.J., thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, Dr. Stan, it's such a joy to be with you this morning.
Well, basically, how long did it take you to actually go through the scriptures and record the greatest story ever told?
Well, I'm not as smart as some people, so it took me a little longer. I worked at it about 16 months.
Oh, okay. Well, that must have been a very gratifying experience.
It was one of the most wonderful exercises I've ever gone through.
And so basically, of course, it's available on a website. It's called thestoryofjesus.com. thestoryofjesus.com. You can go and find it on the internet, or you can go to my website and simply scroll down on the homepage and come across it. And, well, why don't you talk a little bit about it, why it's there, why you think it's important, why you spent 16 months and then went to all the problems to put this on a website and to have somebody there full-time answering questions by email.
Good summary, Dr. Stan. I appreciate that. And I think you do such a better job of promoting this thing than I do. But let me say this morning. I'm gonna do something and let you grade me. I don't know how successful I'll be at this, but my aim for the next 30 minutes is to convince your listening audience that the gospel of Jesus Christ, and let's define what that is. The gospel of Jesus Christ is simply this, that man, as a result of Adam's fall, is lost and separated from his God because of sin. That Adam sinned, and we sin. And that sin, promoted by the prince of darkness himself, and now instilled and distilled in us, is a reoccurring part of our lives that separates us from God. That God in his mercy, instead of just destroying us all and starting over again, saved 8 people after the flood. And through the line of Adam and Seth and Noah, promised that a Savior would come to redeem us. And more than that, to adopt us. And make us his own children so that we could be back in fellowship with him. And this is the gospel story. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So that's the gospel story in a summary, in a nutshell. Now, what if I told you, Dr. Stan, that gospel story, just as plainly as I just said it, was actually written in the first book of the Bible, in the Torah, in the book of Genesis? I think you'd probably be a little skeptical. And I wouldn't blame you, because if somebody told me that before I learned this, I would have said the same thing. Not that I don't believe that the gospel is all throughout the Old Testament. Jesus said, "Search the scriptures, in them you think ye have eternal life, but these are they that speak of me." But what if I told you that you could actually, that the gospel, and that God had put it there over a period of just about 1900 years, and it's plain as day, but it's hidden in plain sight. You know, Satan doesn't do anything that God hasn't done. We have this occultic astrology because Satan perverted the gospel that God wrote in the stars. By naming the stars and the constellations, God actually told the full gospel story, the fall, the redemption, the ultimate outcome of Satan, his atonement, and us finally being rescued to be with him in heaven. And you've had many guests, several guests, that have actually explored that topic, and some of the most enjoyable programs I've listened to were on that topic. In fact, I have to tell your listeners, you know, before I was a guest here for 10 years, I was a faithful listener to your program. And when you say the news behind the news, the story behind the story, you're not kidding. I have heard things on your program that I've checked out that turned out to be true that I never heard anyone else. And it opened actually an area of exploration for me that literally changed how I approach the world and life. And this is an example of it. Now, last week or the week before, you had one of my favorite guests on, Pastor, I think his name, last name is Crone, Billy Crone.
Yes, Pastor Billy Crone.
And he did a remarkable job of putting pieces in place that I knew were true but had never heard the details of. And that was the flood story and how this flood story shows up in all cultures, very, very similar to what the Bible proclaims. In other words, authenticating the scriptures. Well, now, I've made the claim that I can tell you that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is actually written in, and I hear the music, so when we
come
back,
maybe
we'll...
We'll be back in just a moment here with DJ Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess, DJ Lovick and his website, The Story of Jesus. You were talking about Pastor Crone and the fact that Sidney, Pastor Crone had brought out in his recent program that in every civilization that is recorded in history, they all tell essentially the same story. The story of a great flood. So pick up the story there, because certainly Pastor Crone is one of my favorites, and we've got about eight more of his sessions on the flood. I'm sure they'll be fascinating.
Well, he's one of my favorites, and I just told my wife to order the videotapes. We can't wait to get them. Anyway, we're given in the fifth chapter of Genesis one of the most overlooked passages of Scripture, because nobody spends a lot of time on genealogies. But sometimes God will hide things in plain sight in some of the strangest places. So let me go through this with your listening audience. Adam, of course, was the first man, and in Hebrew, his name, it won't be surprising, means man. Adam had a son, and his name was Seth. Now, Seth was the third recorded son of Eve, and remember that Cain killed Abel, so Adam and Eve are left without Abel, and Cain is driven from the area where his parents were. So Eve had another son, and she called him appointed. Well, that's what Seth means. For God hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, is what Eve reported. Well, Seth had a son, and he called him Enosh, which means mortal or frail or miserable. It's from the root Hebrew word Anish, which means a wound or grief or woe or sickness or wickedness. And it was in the days of Enosh that really men during that time before the flood began to defile the name of God. So Enosh had a son, and he named him Kenan, which means in the Hebrew sorrow or dirge. And some people actually mistake this Kenan with Canaan. They are not the same. They don't mean the same. Kenan had a son named Mahalalel, which means blessed or praise, the name of God. So Mahalalel means the blessed God. Any Hebrew name that ends with El has God in it. Daniel, for instance, Daniel means God is my judge. Nathaniel means gift of God. Anyway, Mahalalel had a son, and his name was Jared. And that's from the root verb meaning shall come down in the Hebrew. And some people suggest that he was named that because those were the times when the fallen ones were developed, the Nephilim, when the sons of God, the angels, came down and corrupted the daughters of men. But be that as it may, Jared had a son, and he named him Enoch. We all know who Enoch is. Enoch was the seventh from Adam, who walked with God and was no more. But Enoch means teaching or commencement. And he was the first prophet on planet Earth, the first preacher. And what did he preach? Well, what he preached was, there's an end coming. And in fact, he named his son Methuselah. And Methuselah means his death shall bring. So the question is, what? What is his death going to bring? Well, it's going to bring the flood. And if you look at the generations of Adam, from Adam to Noah, and you do the math, you'll see that Methuselah died the year of the flood. So here is the longest living man on planet Earth. He lives 969 years. And when he dies, as prophesied by his name, his death shall bring the flood. The flood comes. Also, there's a lesson in this. The longest living man on the planet, that tells us something about God, about his long suffering. So here is the message. Straighten up, or I'm going to destroy the earth. They don't straighten up. They've got over 1,000 years to do it, and they ignore the message. Methuselah has a son and names him Lamech. And this is still evident even in the English, the root of which means to lament or despair. And Lamech has a son who we all know, and his son's name is Noah, which is derived from Naham, which means to bring relief or comfort. Now, Lamech called his son Noah as a prophecy. And the prophecy was this, that Noah, he said, would bring comfort to us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. Remember, there were two curses on the ground. When Adam sinned, God cursed the ground. And when the blood of Abel hit that ground, God cursed it again. And so the ground was an uncertain place to raise anything, and it was very, very, very hard for people to produce a living, to feed themselves out of the ground. And when the ark landed, Noah offered a sacrifice to God, and we all know about the Noahic covenant, but one of the promises that God made was that he would curse the ground no more. In fact, he removed part of the curse and brought springtime and harvest. Man could now depend upon the seasons and grow his plants. Anyway, there it is. Now, I made a big promise. I said God has given us the gospel in over a almost 2,000-year period in the pre-flood time. And here's how he did it in plain sight. You know, the occultists, including the Masons, don't have anything on God in terms of putting things out there that have a meaning that people look at every day but don't get. And here it is in the Bible. How many people have read the Bible? How many people have gotten this? Hardly anyone. But here's the story. Let's take the meanings of those words and string them together and see what we get. Adam means man. Seth means appointed. Enosh means mortal. Kenan means sorrow. Mahaliel means the blessed God. Jared means shall come down. Enoch means teaching. Methuselah means his death shall bring. Lamech means the despairing. And Noah means rest or comfort. Put it together and you have the gospel. And it's this. Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching that his death shall bring the despairing rest. There it is, Dr. Stan. The gospel of Jesus Christ in the fifth chapter of Genesis, given to us by God over almost 2,000-year period in the first names of the generations from Adam to Noah. Is that amazing?
It really is amazing. And, you know, but God has given the information to us But it's so easy to reject. There's so many other diversions that keep us away from it. But a study of the scriptures really is so fulfilling. It's really the thing that gives us hope and hope for the future, to realize that there is a divine intelligence out there that really does care for each and every one of us and guides our lives.
Well, here it is that the Lord God, who says he distinguishes himself from all the other gods because he's the God, all the other gods are false gods, he distinguishes himself from them or their demons pretending to be God. But they can't do one thing that he does, and that is know the beginning, the end from the beginning. In other words, to prophesy with 100% accuracy the future. And here he is in God basically prophesying the fulfillment of that promise that he made to Eve, that through her seed the Messiah would come. And here it is in the book of Genesis, the declaration. But that declaration, and if anybody's listening, nobody's going to come to faith believing that God is God. But they will come to faith with the aid of the Holy Spirit by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to redeem us from our sins. So no amount of evidence can bring somebody to spiritual life, because if you're spiritually dead, the only thing that can bring you to spiritual life is the Holy Spirit of God. But my prayer is that those that have heard this will go, wait a minute, there's something to this story of Jesus. And I would invite you to go to thestoryofjesus.com and read the story of the man who was prophesied to come and deliver us from sin in the fifth chapter of Genesis almost 6,000 years ago.
Well, you know, people need to read the gospel and see what Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but through me. I am the way and the truth and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father through me. A lot of people say they believe in God. They're good people. They're going to get into heaven. Got nothing to worry about. But that's not what Jesus said. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And
well, I happen to know that the Gospel of John is your favorite gospel because you've shared that with us. And he not only said that, he said, I am the bread of life. He said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. That's in John 6:51. He says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light, will have the light of life. And that's in John 8:12. I am in the world. I am the light of the world, he says in John 9:5. This is what I like about the Gospel of John. This is the Gospel in which Jesus declares who he is. I am the gate for the sheep, he says in John 10. I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. So here we are dead already, spiritually. He awakens us by his Spirit and the truth of who he is and promises us eternal life. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And the one that we both love, and the one that your program is dedicated to, which is the exposing the truth. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, Dr. Stan, you have done a remarkable job of exposing the need for a Savior. This is a corrupt and fallen world. And not only that, but the job that you're doing, at some sense, could be done by any prophet all through the ages. But God has appointed you at a special time because all of these things that Jesus prophesied would happen as birth pangs happen just before he came. You're declaring, you're bringing guests on that are talking about the exponential increase in earthquakes, the exponential increase in spiritual phenomena, the exponential increase in signs in the heaven, the exponential increase in pestilence and wars and rumors of wars and corruption. The Brotherhood of Darkness has been around for a long time, but they're chomping at the bit to bring in the final phase for the destruction of mankind. And I am so glad that Jesus has another plan for us. We can be connected with him. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And finally, here's the one that says it all. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. That's in Revelation 1:8. I'm the first and the last, Jesus says. I'm the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, speaking about his death and resurrection. So there you have it.
Well, we'll give you an A on that, but you know, the thing that...
I don't deserve it, but thank you.
The thing that really everyone should understand and should be so obvious. You know, why do I believe this is true? Well, because the people out there on the other side are working so hard to destroy Christianity. Why do you think they took God and prayer out of our schools? They could have left it in there and kept the people happy. But Christianity is under organized attack today. Why are they doing it? Because they know it's true. Because it's what gives life meaning, and they want to destroy that meaning. God bless you, CJ. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and guest for the next half hour is Buck Keeley, and of course his website is seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog, not the seed catalog. It's simply seed catalog. Remember, of course, thestoryofjesus.com, and you can find that certainly on my website. You can just scroll down to the front page there, the Story of Jesus. Well, Buck's catalog, Buck's site is seedcatalog.com, and you can go there, or you can find it on my webpage under Heirloom Seeds. Just click on it, take you right to it. It's a beautifully done site, and of course, Buck sells seeds and fertilizers and other things that have to do with growing. Good morning, Buck. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on your show again. And how are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. All of the things we planted the garden, the seeds you sent us, and it truly is a miracle. You know, you put that seed in the ground, and within a couple of weeks, you've got radishes you can eat. There's a lot of things take a lot longer to grow. All of the things that you, the seeds you sent us have come up, and certainly the peas and the beans and the squashes, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them all, and it's just amazing to see the little squashes forming there. And it really is truly a miraculous thing that no one can explain other than that God created seeds to provide the food for us.
Well, you're right. There's nothing quite as rewarding as participating in God's creation by watching what he does every day in your garden. That this is a time of year where we begin our harvest of our foods and the rewards for our labors and the blessings of God for the environment that he gave us. And it's just a wonderful time of the year to be a gardener. That it's the beginning of the paying back of the sweat and the toil and the labor and the patience and love. And now you begin to harvest and have your first fruits. That we harvested some potatoes here last week, and I don't know, probably 5 or 10 pounds of new potatoes. And just to have a little taste of the produce as it comes out, it's just a wonderful experience knowing that that we're able to not only have something that's nutritious and something that is good for us, that we've grown and had our hands on, but it's sustainable and renewable, that we don't have to depend upon the infrastructure that man has created. We can simply depend upon the design of God for our lives. It's a wonderful thing, and I enjoy it so much every day, just taking a stroll through the garden and seeing what God is doing in the plants as they mature and grow. Just a wonderful experience. I'm thankful I get the chance to do it.
Well, it really is very gratifying for me, and certainly, but all the peas are coming up, and all the blossoms on them, and certainly everything is certainly doing beautifully now. Of course, we've already had the radishes and the carrots, and the lettuce has just come up beautifully. So basically, what do you offer through Seed Catalog? Because you have a number of products, you have a number of different types of seeds, and then of course you have fertilizers. But you go ahead and describe them, put the pitch in for them.
Okay, well, it's my objective and my goal not just to have the heirloom seeds in a seed bank buried in the ground somewhere for that just-in-case incident, which I think that's a wise move. But I think it's important that we introduce back into our lives holistic, natural, organic, God-renewable, sustainable food. So what kind of separates us out from a lot of the different seed companies that sell heirloom is that I want people to deploy them and employ them in the everyday gardening to walk around the GMO, the genetically modified, and the hybrid seeds that normally you would buy and get back to God's own seed choice, and that is the heirloom seeds. And so that's the first line, that we have packets of seed, single packets of seed for the home gardener, everything from the tomatoes and peppers all the way through to the more exotic plants, about 240 different species right now, or varieties of species. And we're adding to that all the time as we discover new sources. And then second to that, we put together garden packs that we look at the basic size garden from an urban garden where it's basically on a balcony or on a small patio area all the way up to a large backyard garden. We call those our garden packs, where we pre-select seeds for you that gives you a cross spectrum that you can grow in your environment you're in. And then we do also what we call lover's packs, like a tomato lover pack and a pepper lover pack and an herb lover pack. For people who just really love peppers or tomatoes or herbs, that we give you basically one of each variety that we have in those packs. And then, of course, we do the seed banks, which is popular, and your listeners have ordered a lot of those since we've been on your show. And the seed banks, we have three different modules. One is you get to build your own. If you buy $50 or more seed, we'll pack them into the seed banks. And what the seed banks are a heavy Mylar bag that's impervious to insects and to moisture. We put them inside the bags and seal them, and then we put them inside a drywall PVC pipe, and then we seal that pipe so it's impervious to moisture and rodents and any kind of decay, and which will stay viable plants for a long, long time. And so those are the kind of the reserve that you put in your freezer or if you put in your backyard and bury that in case something happens that you can't get renewable substance for plant matter, that you have those available. And we have those in not just the build your own, but in a personal side, which is about a half acre, and then in a basic, which is about an acre of food. And we're competitive, but that's not important. Seed is the most, there's the least expensive thing you buy when you garden. So you need to make sure you get good seed to start with. Particularly in the seed banks, you want to have something that'll have a good germination rate after 10 years or so, that if something happens that you have a good solid germination rate. And then we sell fertilizer, that we sell an organic-based fertilizer that's built out of bone meal and out of seed meal and out of volcanic matter and domestic lime, and that's all holistic, natural, organic materials that you feed your plants with once they start to grow. So that's kind of a cross-spectrum of what we sell, Dr. Stan.
And how often should you be putting on the fertilizer?
Well, when you first start to garden, now that this would be the beginning of the year after you get your garden plot ready for seed, you ought to throw down a broadcast of fertilizer and work it into the first couple of inches, then plant your seed. And then about every 2 to 4 weeks after that, just a light dusting of the organic fertilizer onto your plants, not broadcast, but dropped onto the root base, and then a light watering will put it into the roots. The reason why you do that is that our soil has so depleted through the years from either use or neglect that just building the soil is not sufficient through composting and organic matter for a long period of time. And then after it is, you actually leach out those nutrients into the plants. And so you want to replace those with good, solid organic nutrients so that your soil stays strong and it continues to produce not just a plant, but the fruit on the plant is healthy and full of the minerals that it's designed to have. And so it's important to do that every couple of weeks to 3 to 4 weeks as you see your plants starting to languish or not having proper, the leaves begin to curl, or if you see them changing color a little bit, it's always good to put a little of the natural fertilizer on it.
Well, our telephone number, if anybody's out there and the audience has a question, would be 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we'll be back in just a moment with Buck Keeley. If you have a question or comment, his website, seedcatalog.com. Seedcatalog.com.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Buck Keeley, and we're just talking about gardening, and of course, Buck has his own a seed company, and you can reach it at seedcatalog.com or go to my website and scroll down on the front page, that's radioliberty.com, to a place called Heirloom Seeds. If you have a question for Buck, our number, 877-254-7524. One of the things I'm, of course, interested in, we grow tomatoes before we were affiliated with you, and you started advertising with us. I bought some of the tomato plants, and they've come up, and they're big and bushy but and very, very tall. But I've heard we're actually supposed to pinch them off at the top so that they become grow more down below and produce more blossoms rather than just all the growth going into the top of the plant. How should I approach those tomatoes? Not necessarily this year, but next year when we put them in, hopefully we'll grow them from seed next year.
Well, one of the dangers of, and I guess danger is not a good word, one of the hazards of growing your own plant matter to transplant, particularly tomatoes and peppers, is that if they don't get enough sunlight during the formative weeks of maturity, that they get what we call leggy, and they get skinny stalks, tall but thin, and they can't, number one, support fruit, nor do they have the infrastructure to move the nutrients up and down to grow fruit. So when you start your plants, you want to start them in a place where there's adequate light. If it's not natural light in a greenhouse, make sure you have an adequate light that you place over them. And it doesn't even have to be a grow light. You could use a low-heat fluorescent light bulb, you know, a 35-watt light bulb. As long as you keep it right down on top, it has to have lots of light to keep it from stretching up to find light. And then once you get a healthy plant where you have a good trunk on the plant and you transplant it, that stays equally as important. You want to have plenty of light. So one of the mistakes a lot of people make is try to plant their plants too soon before there's adequate natural light. And you want to make sure that there's plenty of sunlight, 7, 8, 9 hours a day of sunlight in full sun for them. And then as they start to grow, the pinching down of the top of the plant is an old technique that was used for generations. And what that does is that causes the plant to transfer those nutrients it's bringing up the soil, not to going up, but to going out. And what that does is that strengthens the trunk of the plant and the limbs it's on. And that does two things. Number one, it creates the vascular system in the plant so the nutrients move to the fruit in an adequate way. The second thing, it increases the strength of the plant so it's able to produce those fruits. So it's not a bad idea, particularly when you transplant a tomato, to pull the bottom couple of branches off and plant it deep, because it will build more root structure by doing that. And then as it starts to mature, before it starts to put on many blooms, to pinch out the center top, and it'll continue to go up. It'll transfer that growing strength to more of a bush rather than a climber in its height as it stretches to find light. And so that's the reason why they stretch up, is they're reaching and trying to find sunlight. And if you pinch out that top, they actually spread out and finds the sunlight through the spread of the leaves. So that's a good technique. But as you do that, remember not to be too aggressive. You could actually take too much off and stunt your plant rather than helping it. Pepper plants, you don't want to pinch out the tops. That if you do that, it actually affects the plant in a negative way. But tomato plants is a good way to keep them healthy and get them where they have the structure to hold the fruit and produce a long season. And remember to pick your fruit. If you don't pick your fruit, it'll cease to produce on most varieties. So as your fruit becomes ripe, pick it off the vine, and it'll continue to produce fruit. It won't bolt near as soon if you keep it picked back.
Well, there's so much to know and so much to learn, and of course, certainly we. One thing we know is that we really can't trust a lot of the things we get in the store because they're raised with all sorts of insecticides and pesticides and poisons, and they really do get not only onto the substance, but they get into it, and so we're better off we can grow our own. But what do we do about aphids? What do we do about other little critters? What do we do about the snails? The snails just love to get onto the leaves of our squash plants and things like that. How do we handle them?
Well, every area has different insect problems that's indigenous to their area. They were dealt with in home gardening a long time before production gardening started to spray chemical derivatives to kill the bugs. But you have to remember, whenever you put on a chemical pesticide, you're killing every bug, even the good ones. So there's not all bugs are bad. Things like the snails are not hard to deal with if you'll just if you're not overrun with them. Just simply take a little salt and sprinkle them on them, and the slugs will disappear. Snails a little more difficult, but pull them. Aphids and other smaller insects. That what I typically do is take ivory bar soap. Chunk it up and put it in a blender with a little water, and so that you break it down, it makes a paste, dilute it in water, put some hot pepper in it, and I spray my plants with that, and that will cause the aphids to go away, as well as other insects. Potato bugs, pick them off. That the most effective way of dealing with potato bugs is just go out in the early morning and pick them off. In 2 or 3 days of that, they're gone. The reason why we have the insecticides is commercial growers can't pick the bugs off of 40 acres of tomatoes. Or 40 acres of potatoes. And so a home gardener can remedy most of his stuff with just a little labor and a little common sense. Your caller we spoke to last week, or last month, I guess it was, talked about companion planting with marigolds and other plant matter. Marigolds is an excellent flower to plant on the perimeter of your garden. It's a natural repellent for bugs and other insects that can cause damage. And that will help you a lot just by companion planting. But mostly it's just staying on your garden. If you're out there every day taking care of it and you see a bug, pick it off. And it doesn't take long to maintain it doing that. Slugs and snails the same way. If they get into your garden, it's also a good indication that you're too wet. That don't overwater your garden. It's not good for your plants, and it provides an environment for slugs and snails that they like. They like the damp, moist places. So make sure not to overwater your garden. It's not just bad for insect populations, but it's not good for your plant matter to be overwatered either. So,
well, we're out of time. Our guest is Bob Keeley. His website, seedcatalog.com. Seedcatalog.com. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later, Buck.
All right. Take care, Dr. Stan.
Thank
bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Theater Network, and our guest, of course, is, I hope you enjoyed them, certainly, C.J. Lovick, and his website, The Story of Jesus, and Buck Healy. I give you some information on gardening. Both of them do help Radio Liberty, but we appreciate that help. But our primary source of support comes from our listeners out there. If you enjoy Radio Liberty, if you think we have an important message, if you agree with me that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought out on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield, then we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we maintain our network of about 60 outlets every week. And we do have opportunities to pick up new stations, but we have to ordinarily pay for the time there. Fortunately, here at Radio, at the American Freedom Network, where we have the time for nothing, we really appreciate Don's willingness to put us on. But on most of the stations we're on, we do have to pay for them. And so if you're in a position to help, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got some great new tape sets of The Return of the Giants, Barry Shamish's 4-CD set, and then, of course, the CD sets by Dr. Cuddy on the Illuminati. There's actually 2 4-CD sets. Important information to understand what's going on today. And then, of course, Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful DVD series on the Judge creation, which tells the story of the flood. Fearful creation tells the story of evolution. Final countdown. And of course, these are all multiple DVD series, either 4 or 5 DVDs, and it's each set, the 10 in the fearful creation, 8 in the, 10 in the final countdown, 8 in fearful creation, I think 11 or 12 in the Judge creation. Fascinating information. Pastor Billy Crone does a wonderful job on these. So if you'd like to get them, my number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you can hear our programs, certainly 5 hours a day. You'll hear 1 hour here at the American Freedom Network, 2 hours on Genesis, 2 hours our evening program, and they are archived at RadioLiberty.com, our website. RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to live, MP3, iPod, you can listen to them on telephone, at least the afternoon program, 2 hours a day, and you can listen to that 24 hours a day, but 2 hours are available on phone. You can hear us on shortwave. You can hear us on satellite if you have a special satellite. We have the information you need to get people listening. And there is a growing awareness, a growing audience. Something is wrong. People know something's wrong. They just can't connect the dots. And our job is to connect the dots for you. So remember our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can read our newsletters, certainly watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs. We have a lot of special sites there on all sorts of subjects, on population control, on the occult emblems, they hide them in plain sight. They know exactly what they're doing. They know their significance, and they laugh because we don't recognize them. They put them on the back of our dollar bill, and we don't see them. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for me to live our provision. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then